USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has invited a group of 10 Senate Republicans to the White House to discuss their counterproposal to his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. The group, led by Maine Senator Susan Collins, is proposing a $600 billion plan that would, among other things, extend certain unemployment benefits and provide billions in funding for vaccine distribution, testing, and contact tracing efforts. Senator Bill Cassidy says their proposal is smaller but more targeted than the White House's plan. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that their plan would address specific needs in recovering from the pandemic.
We are very targeted. We're targeted to the needs of the American people, treating our tax dollars as if there are tax dollars, not just money to spend, and putting it where we need to come out of the pandemic. Now, we think there's a lot here to work for, to work with. We hope we finally start getting that bipartisan and with the White House negotiation. So far, we've not received it.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Securities and Exchange Commission said Friday that it would look into what happened last week with GameStop's stock. A group of investors mobilized on Reddit to boost the company's stock, costing many investment firms who had short positions on the struggling retailer. President Biden's top economic advisor says an SEC investigation is what's immediately needed. Brian Deese, the head of the National Economic Council, tells CNN that the administration will look into the matter if a change in policy is needed, but will stick to the general economic recovery in the long term.
We're looking closely at this, and we are going to look closely at the broader policy questions associated with the equity markets. But the immediate reaction is appropriately being investigated and looked into by the SEC that has regulatory authority over those issues. Our immediate focus is on putting a floor under this economic crisis, because if we're not able to take decisive action right now, the people who will struggle will be American families across the country and small businesses on Main Street.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A group of Senate Republicans have outlined a counterproposal to President Biden's call for a COVID relief bill. The 10 GOP senators have asked the president for a meeting to discuss their smaller proposal, a $600 billion bill, against the president's $1.9 trillion proposal. Congressman Matt Cartwright says there is room for compromise in the relief package, but the Pennsylvania Democrat tells Fox News it's vital that Congress get relief passed and out to the American people.
I think it's probably we're willing to compromise, but we're in such a hurry to get this done. This is to save our country. Mm-hmm. Like we have to get it done, and to fuss about the what's on the outer edges of it. I think the message is clear from the White House. They're going to push it through. They'll probably be willing to make some changes. But one thing you guys didn't mention was that the stimulus checks, they're talking about cutting them down from 1,400 to 1,000.
Right.
You know, President Trump wanted 2,000 to begin with. We agreed with them.
Okay.
We pushed that through. And the folks like Bill Cassidy, they had their face set against it.
And Major League Baseball has proposed delaying the beginning of the 2021 season and shortening it to 154 games. The league delivered the proposal to its players' union over the weekend, though the union has not released an official response. Besides 8 fewer games, the league's proposal includes pushing opening day back a month into May, but would also pay players their full salaries if the full season is completed. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.